Welcome to the NewsRamp Technology Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real, and the complete news stories can be found at NewsRamp.com. It's Saturday morning, July 19th, 2025, and we have a lineup of technology headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline.
3D organoids and tissue slice models. Creative Biolabs explores dual approaches in vitro modeling. Creative Biolabs is exploring dual approaches in vitro modeling with 3D organoids and precision-cut tissue slice models. These 3D organoid models, derived from stem cells or tumor tissues, offer defined tissue structures and functions, making them ideal for disease modeling and drug testing. Meanwhile, precision-cut tissue slice models provide a platform for investigating short-term effects and structure-dependent responses. Creative Biolabs offers a range of organoid options, including tumor organoid models, normal organoid models, and customized organoid models. The company also provides precision-cut tissue slice models for key organs like the heart and lung, allowing for early drug screening and in-depth mechanism exploration. By integrating both models, Creative Biolabs aims to enhance model development efficiency and bridge experimental data with clinical realities in the pursuit of precision medicine research.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Technology Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7 PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.